going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Draft week is here. One day away. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and Jeremy Otto's on the updates.
Yeah. It is exciting. We are one sleep away from finding out who the newest Detroit Lion is going to be, who's going to help us get to that Super Bowl goal.
A year ago, the day before the draft, we got extensions for Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown.
It was about 10:02.
Yeah, right after we got off
the air.
So in about 4 hours, we expected Aiden Hutchinson deal hot off the presses.
Yeah, Aiden Hutchinson, maybe. Maybe a couple more.
Kirby Joseph said it's in progress. I love Detroit. Detroit loves me.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We're going to have some fun with this later in the show because you can't keep everybody and we're going to put people to the test. So stay tuned for that.
Did you see the first pitch?
What'd you think of it?
Have you done that before? I have. Yeah. That's what's how I got my jersey.
Yeah.
And I've seen, it always amazes me when guys specialize, obviously, as professional athletes. He's a football player. He's a defensive football player. The amount of times where you have an athletic movement, like throwing a ball, can be difficult for a professional athlete. But I've seen it a number of times where guys just can't do it for some reason. And it baffles me.
One of the worst all time is John Wall, and he's an elite athlete, but it's a completely different skill. So Kirby, for people who missed it, he sailed this throw.
Oh, yeah. Wide right.
High and wide right.
Yeah.
How much of it, though, is you don't want to short arm it? You don't want to bounce it, so you just throw it high and it sails on you? Because that's better than looking like you can't get to home plate, which is
sure.
John Wall hit the dirt in front of him.
Yeah.
50 Cent hit the dirt in front of him. You don't want to be that guy.
So the way that you need to approach this is you got to be able to warm up on the sidelines. So you either take your glove, you borrow somebody's glove, you warm up on the sidelines, and then when you go out there to throw the first pitch, you're ready to go.
He also threw from the mound. Not everybody throws from the mound.
Yeah.
And you can't practice from a mound in your backyard, so it's a little different.
You got a front yard, 60 feet, 6 inches.
Throwing off a mound is different though, right? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You don't have the elevated essence. Yes.
I don't know why I'm sticking up for him. it just turned into that.
Yeah.
He spoke about a potential extension. We'll get to that later in the show. The Tiger game itself, 3 hits. They were shut out. Pitcher's duel, John.
It was, and we kind of knew going in, it was going to be a pitcher's duel. Flaherty was, God, he was really good. And I hate that he came away with the loss because when it was one mistake, 9 strikeouts, no walks. And he was hitting all the spots and he missed once and they made him pay for it. It's disappointing that he lost in a moment like that.
In terms of strikeouts this season, he's been their filthiest guy, right? On a staff that has Tarek Skubal?
Oh, yeah. He's been he's been damn good. That's why, I mean, you look at it and you go, okay, Scoob will start. We all think every Scoob will start should be a win. And then you look at, you know, following that with Jack Flaherty. And then eventually you get to, and everybody kind of overlooks Reese Olson, which Reese Olson has been really good. He had no run support last year, or his numbers would have been a lot better.
Throwing today.
He's throwing today. And then you've got, obviously, Jobe and Mize. It's a fun staff to watch. But Jack Flaherty has been so good.
Just so I'm not talking out of my ass here, yes, he leads the team in strikeouts per nine and strikeouts overall. Jack Flaherty with nine last night for the Tigers. They only had three hits, though.
Yep. Bats went dry. But when you also have, like, Nick Pivetta, when he's pitching the way he's pitching, you're just waiting for that one mistake, and the Tigers just never made him pay for any mistakes he would have had.
Pivetta against the top four hitters in the Tigers lineup, Carpenter, Torres, Green, and Torkelson. 0-for-11 with a walk. Torres drew the walk, and then got the second stolen base. Top of the order did nothing against Pivetta. And the Tigers, if you look at the standings today, and we tend to do that, not in first place anymore. Dun, dun, dun.
Insert.
Half a game back, people.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if you watched any of the Guardians and Yankees play yesterday.
I did not.
I was watching a little bit of it, and if the Yankees, it's a comedy of errors. They're up 2-0, and the comedy of errors, they gave that game away. The Guardians did not deserve to win that game. So there's going to be a number of those moments throughout the course of the year. But yes, we thought that this would be a battle. And last year, when they lost in the postseason to the Cleveland Guardians, what did we think at that time? This is a great rivalry that is developing. Cleveland, Detroit, it's always been a rivalry. But
you
now,
be good.
Because Cleveland knocked Detroit out, now they're battling for first place in their division. I'm sure there's going to be moments this year where it's a give and take between Detroit and Cleveland. That's why it's so important when you face a team like Kansas City that you win that series. You take 3 of 4. And it's disappointing that they didn't sweep it.
It's so weird that Detroit doesn't see Cleveland until like a full month still.
Yeah.
Next time they face, the first time they face the Guardians is also the next time they face the Guardians, May 22nd. So they've got the Yankees. They got a chance to sweep the Yankees. Tigers have a chance to take the series against the Padres today. 12:45 pregame coverage, 1:10 first pitch. John, Malik Beasley, one of the latest Detroit athletes to be disrespected.
We knew this was going to happen.
Yep.
And then when I saw the news last night, first of all, for the NBA to slow roll the release of all their postseason. Well, today it's the sixth man. And in a couple of days, we'll release Coach of the Year. In a couple of days, we'll do,
how far are we from individual members of the all-rookie team being introduced one day at a time?
One day at a time.
From the league that brought you a two-week opening round series, we give you one-at-a-time awards.
It's brutal. But when I saw the news, and especially that it was Peyton Pritchard, because you look at the numbers, and his numbers are good. I'm not going to deny that. But they're not as good as Malik Beasley's numbers.
Malik Beasley is one of only five or six players in NBA history to make 300 threes in a season.
Yeah, his three-point percentage was better. His points per game was better. You look at almost every number, and Malik Beasley outplayed Peyton Pritchard. The only difference is Boston versus Detroit.
Well, just get ready for this. JB's not going to win Coach of the Year. He deserves it. They tripled their win total. They got 30 wins better. That doesn't happen. He's not going to win Coach of the Year. And I don't know if Cade's going to get most improved, although he's a finalist for that.
Yeah.
I don't think this team's going to get the respect they deserve. So the only alternative is you go take it, which through two games,
yeah,
I think they've earned some respect.
They sure have earned some respect.
248-539-9797. We got open lines. We got a lot to talk about today, including that missing piece. Everybody talks about the Pistons and the climb and adding a star. There may be a star available. We'll get to that at 635. It's 97.1. All right, guys, if you're injured in an auto accident, you need a law firm that cares about you. It's KG Law. Lawrence KG and his team, I've met them. It's true. It's not just their phone number, 877-KG-CARES. It's how they run their business. They don't cut corners. They've staffed up. They're not skimping on staff. They've got the people there equipped to get you the biggest settlement possible. If you or a loved one has been injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law now. Visit kgcares.com. That's K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. Only offense of the night, 2-0 final. Tigers and Padres play today, a day game to decide the series. Tigers half game out of first place, passed by the Guardians, who beat the Yankees yesterday.
Stupid Yankees.
Ticket Texter says, I love the Tigers starting rotation, but let's respect that Padres staff. Impressive beginning to the season. 23 games, they have 6 shutouts. They are on pace for 42 for the season. That would break an MLB record. I actually updated that stat because I don't think he counted last night. The Padres now have 7 shutouts in their first 24 games. It's the first team to do so since the 92 Braves. They are off to a hot start.
Oh, yeah, they're off to a hot start. That's why they have, or at least coming into this series, they had the best record in Major League Baseball. You got to have good pitching like that, and they've had terrific pitching. They've also got a lineup that can do some serious damage, and that's what makes the performance by Jack Flaherty. And honestly, Keiter Montero, that's what makes those performances so impressive.
Ticket Texter's on the Pistons. We're going to talk a lot more about them this hour, but we brought up that Malik Beasley did not win Sixth Man of the Year. This is not a surprise, but it's wrong. He was the most valuable player off the bench of any team in the NBA. And the Texter says, when have the Pistons ever gotten respect? Bad Boys didn't get it. Then going to work. Pistons were boring. No respect. Why should it be different now? The rest of the league views us that way. Nick in Jackson.
That's fine. And so it's just a matter of, the Bad Boys obviously went out, won some championships.
Yep, back to back.
And then it was the going to work Pistons. They went out, won a championship. If you're not going to win individual awards, then you go out to win. The only award that really matters is a championship.
Right.
It's not on the table for this team. That's not what I'm talking about. But you
in the trajectory of the organization.
Yeah, in the years to come. That is the one and only goal.
Right, and it was actually a badge of honor for the going to work Pistons that they didn't have a, quote, star. Mm-hmm. They got guys that would eventually make the All-Star game, and it's great to see like 4 of them in the All-Star game. But it was a badge of honor. Oh, okay, you don't think we have any star players? They got Shaq,
we'll
got Kobe.
You.
Okay, cool, we have no chance. They got Shaq and Kobe. We'll just go home. Mm-hmm. No, they win, and you take your respect. And we talked about that with this Knicks series. ESPN went 10 straight writers picking the Knicks, some as quickly as Knicks in 5.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules.
Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I didn't see that. You don't see that. People who are watching this team play right now, watching the series, they're not seeing that.
No, and if you start listening, like yesterday, obviously we were talking about it because it happened the night before. The rest of the talking heads, and whether it's on TV or on radio, are all talking about the Pistons.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the reaction was somewhat shocked by national media or other markets media versus what we knew here.
I think it's a combination of Detroit being slept on, like, oh, it's cute. They were so bad a year ago, they can't possibly be that good. They just beat up a bad East. Meanwhile, the Knicks also beat up a bad East. That's right. The other part of this coin. I think people slept on the Pistons, and people have this inflated sense of what the Knicks actually are. So it's a perfect storm for a team to surprise you.
Right. Well, and part of the reason they slept on the Pistons was 14 wins last year.
Sure.
Different team, different coach, and a different front office. Like there are some commonalities to last year. But then the way that the Pistons started, they didn't start playing the way that they played since January. They just didn't. It
right.
took some time. And I think the way that the team started, everybody made their judgment on what the Pistons are going to be this year based on how they started, because that was a reflection of what they knew from last year.
Yeah. Look, you said this is not a year where they're going to win the NBA championship, but things are looking up. And when you start to win more, you start to become attractive for star players. Could a star be available this summer? And I'm not talking Devin Booker. We've done that topic before. A different star may be available. We'll get to it coming
Devin
up.
Devin Booker and?
Let's not get carried away. We'll get to it at 6:35. Let's get to Heather with the news. Heather, what's going on? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Brace yourself, drivers. Because if you thought the I-696 reconstruction project was already inconvenient, just wait until next month. So according to MDOT, both sides of the freeway will be closed for 10 days beginning on May 9th. From May 9th until May 19th, westbound 696 will be closed from 75 to the Lodge while they redo or take down the Church Street Plaza Bridge. Eastbound, of course, is already closed through the fall of 2026. So, cool, right?
Yeah, thumbs up. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. It's a way to that's Lisa's birthday, May 9. So it's a way to celebrate her birthday. Let's just shut down the highway.
No travel for you. Stay home, sweetie. Relax.
Yes.
So just, you know, be aware that that is going to be happening. Of course, there is a detour already set in place, so you'll be able to get to where you're going maybe just a little bit.
Sure, you could take a detour
slower.
To and from.
Yes, exactly. Well, of course. It's all equal now, right?
Take the scenic route.
Even
just roll the windows down. The weather will be nice. Just enjoy the ride.
Yep. A massive fire at an engineering facility in Macomb County prompted a shelter-in-place order for neighbors and also some college students on Tuesday. So Roseville firefighters were on the scene for several hours after this fire broke out. This was at RCO Engineering Company. The photos just... this black billowing smoke coming out of this building. You could see it for miles. So the fire was initially called in, reported right around 10 a.m. And this shelter in place order was issued for residents downwind of the factory due obviously to smoke and then chemical concerns as well. But thankfully, the order was lifted about 3 hours later after air quality testing indicated, nope, there's no concern. This is no longer necessary. But it took a while to contain this fire. As far as I know, still no word what caused it. Still under investigation.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty crazy, the images for sure. A 14-year-old Centerline teen is in custody after allegedly bringing a CO2 gun into their high school. So on Tuesday morning, police say that they were called out to Centerline High School to meet with the principal about a student who had allegedly brought this gun into the school. The 14-year-old was removed from the class, taken to the office, and police disarmed the teen. He was arrested, charged for carrying a concealed weapon.
What? I don't know what he's thinking. What are you thinking?
Who knows okay, yeah, what he was thinking?
Was he thinking it's only a CO2 gun?
It looks.
Was he trying to scare
people? Aren't going to think
to scare people? I mean, what would right, I forgot? I like, what's
no,
your
there's no? There's no good excuse.
I know there's none at all. For the first time in 6 seasons, the Pistons are hosting home playoff games at Little Caesars Arena, and the team is rolling out some new food items, some merchandise, some new giveaways.
Food.
Yeah, so take a listen. So for Game 3 on Thursday, the first 10,000 fans will receive Thunder Sticks.
Yes!
Yeah!
Let's go!
And also those light-up bracelets, you know, that
will...
Yeah. Plus, they say all fans in attendance will get a free t-shirt, so that's pretty cool. Game 4 on Sunday is the same, except instead of a t-shirt, they're going to get rally towels.
Oh, okay.
And then everybody is encouraged to be in their seats before tip-off. Because the Pistons are calling something, they have a very special surprise playoff elements that they're going to be.
Are we getting some custom intros?
You'll
have to make sure if you end up going, you'll have to make sure that you go
to
the bathroom.
Going?
Not Thursday night, but I will be there on Sunday.
Because you said it was Game 4, right?
Well, 3 and 4. So, both games, you should be in your seats.
Yeah, make sure you empty your bladder early.
Thank you, John.
Don't want to miss the home run, or obviously in basketball, you don't want to miss any of these important intros.
I hope these are custom intros. You did not react how I thought you would. Thundersticks, John. Thundersticks, they're back.
Oh boy.
There it is.
Well, you better try to go on Thursday then too to get your Thundersticks.
We have to work here. We have stuff with the draft.
Of course. Well, that's true. There's also some new food when you go. You can try some new food. The triple double.
Yes.
A triple patty smash burger with bacon, cheese, and burger sauce.
I'll take it. Hold the burger sauce. Put it on the side. It's to be determined whether it needs to be long on there or not, but triple decker smash burger with bacon and cheese, I'm in.
Hell yeah.
Then they have the truffle poutine fries with black truffle gravy, cheese curds, and Parmesan.
That sounds amazing.
And then things I don't know how to say because I've never heard of them, but the Wagyu beef... how do you say this? B-A-O. Is it on a bun? Is it a bow?
Bow.
You guys, I don't know what any of these things are. I'm guessing
Wagyu
that's
beef bow?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. It's Wagyu beef. I'm in.
And then another thing I don't even know how to say either. So anyway, check it all out. You can get a souvenir beer cup, a souvenir punch bowl. So...
All right.
All sorts of fun stuff.
Who needs a beer cup when you can get a punch bowl?
I mean, I'll take the whole bowl, right?
Yeah. Just one straw, please.
The biggest bounce house in America.
I know.
Coming to Detroit
awesome.
This spring. It's been here before. So if you've done this, you must know about it and how awesome it is. It looks really sweet.
Yeah.
It's literally a massive bounce house, just all connected together where you can go and play and bounce. And it looks fun. It's coming to Fraser Stephens Park. It'll be here May 17th through May 25th. You can buy your tickets for like specific times. So it's not, because I saw it and I was like, well, this will be chaotic if I took my daughter.
No, they limit the amount of people and the tickets and all this. It's obviously for kids.
Have you done it?
I wish I could.
Oh, what? You can.
They won't let you?
Are you too tall,
John?
No, I...
Too big
there
to ride
needs
the ride.
To be a time slot for adults only.
Well, it does say there are kids and adults. This is for
all
ages.
I understand that, but when I start flying around a bounce house,
It's dangerous?
Yes.
Well, I don't think that you'd be in the same space with a three-year-old.
Well, Teddy's three.
Well,
I'm going to toss him.
Well, you're just going to like gently bounce.
Oh,
that's not fun.
No, that's the point. I don't gently bounce.
Just take one step, it's the whole thing bounces.
Violent bounce, yes.
Finally, could nicknames be a thing of the past?
What?
Yeah, so what? The Wall Street Journal recently did a whole story on it, and the writer, who has five kids, says he was surprised that none of them or their friends have any nicknames for each other. So this author claims that all type of nicknames are on the decline, like everything from like junior to like if you have a buddy from Texas, from Dallas, and you call him Tex, or that they're on the decline. He thinks it's sad because he says it's always been like a positive thing, right? A sign of affection. But he says even like nickname, like initial nicknames, AJ or whatever your name is, are less common as well. And he says because we're more worried about offending people.
Oh, that's really? Stupid. Yeah, that's like it's like the big guy, you call
it's like
him tiny.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you have nicknames growing up?
The little guy, you call him Stretch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's not happening anymore, apparently, with these young kids, because nobody wants to offend anyone.
Is Cookies your first nickname of your life? Have you had one before that you could actually share?
Yeah, it's the first one that's not just a variation of my name.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
James, so, Jimmy, Jim.
Sure. Well, yeah, I guess you've always had a
but like a
nickname.
Yeah. An actual nickname. Have you ever had one, Heather?
Not
Nobody's
really.
Ever called you?
No, it's
Hurricane
all been
Heather?
It's all been versions of my name.
Yeah.
HP. Park. Yeah. You know, you just went by you, like, your last name.
Yeah. Rock was my nickname.
Yeah.
I'll bring him back.
Yeah. I think we should. Maybe we should just spend a day just going by HP, Rock, and
Cookies.
Heather does have one. H-er.
Oh, no. Forgot about that one.
Uh-huh. I know. We'll have to just address Colin by Colin. We can't call him Confrontational Colin.
CC.
Yeah, CC. There we go. Yeah.
What we need to do is blend two of Heather's news stories. We need the Pistons to put nicknames in the intros like they used to, and we can solve all of this in a matter of days here. So that's Heather with the news. Coming up next, a star in the NBA may be available. Would you go there? It's 97.1.
I know everybody has noticed this, but things are greening up. We're starting to get leaves on trees. It's beautiful. It's a great time of year. You got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call if you want a lawn that is free from dandelions, free from crabgrass. It's green. It's lush. It's full. For a limited time right now, you can purchase a full lawn program. You're going to get free grub control. But you got to mention my name along with 97.1, the ticket. That number, 888-GET-GREEN, or on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. I've already talked about the dandelions. You want to make sure that they don't rob your lawn of water and nutrients, because if they go to seed, you're screwed. And if you see crabgrass, it's too late. You got to take care of that now. They're not going to give you any runaround. They're just going to fix problems. That's what you want. You want them to just fix problems. Don't knock on your door and say, hey, we got to do this, 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 and this. No, they just do it. It's locally owned and operated for over 35 years. 888-GET-GREEN is the number. NaturalWayLawn.com is the website. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
John, one of the first things you said to me today, besides good morning.
It's always the first thing I say. How are you? How was your night?
Yeah. It was very, very friendly.
Okay.
You said, I think you might have been right about the Knicks being a better matchup than the Pacers.
Yeah, boy, the Pacers, they look good right now. They're playing good. They have, I mean, they're up 2-0, but they're also playing against Doc Rivers, right? I mean, that's kind of what he does in the playoffs. I'm surprised they kind of are playing with the confidence that even if we were down 0-3, we'd still win this series.
Right.
That's what Doc does.
And some of this is, well, Milwaukee just doesn't look like they used to. Giannis is still great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they certainly, what, they won in 21? They certainly don't look like the same team, and they're not the same team.
No, but Giannis is still like a MVP candidate annually, and he's a guy that'll give you 30 and 10 and block shots, and dude's still a force. The problem is he's looking over both shoulders going,
yeah,
where's everybody at? Yeah, where's everybody going? And there is speculation, John, that he is not long for Milwaukee. So I will ask the question, would you go there?
And want Giannis here?
Yes.
Yeah. That's a no-brainer to me. I don't know what the drawback would be.
There will be some Pistons fans who go, I want to see how this young core works. Get me Ivy next year and let's run it with this group. Because you're going to have to give up several young pieces and multiple first-round picks to get them. I'm with you. I mean, come on. Yeah. Pair up Cade and Giannis. You got two all-NBA guys, two of the 10 best players in the sport on the same team. You go from a fun first-round story to an NBA contender if you add Giannis.
100%. And, okay, I'm not going to do the let's not block anyone, let's just keep developing. That's not how things happen in the NBA. You got to have multiple stars to be NBA contenders, other than the going to work Pistons, which we already talked about. So that happened once.
So let's workshop this for people. And we haven't talked about this pre-show, so let's just do it on the air. I think you're giving up Ivy.
Okay.
Durin. And okay. 3 first round picks.
Okay.
Cool. We're all on board. You
yeah,
do it.
I got no problem with that. The draft is such a gamble anyway.
If you're bristling at that, call in. If you're on board, we got open lines, 248-539-9797. This is what happens when you start to win and you start to be attractive. Other teams are going to stumble in the postseason,
yeah,
and we're going to look at those stars and wonder, is he grumbling? Is he going to ask for a trade? Do we have a situation that would benefit him? Could we sell him on coming to Detroit? That's the other part of this.
Sure.
And I would hope so.
I think that your number one chip to sell is Cade.
Yes.
Not to sell in a trade, but to sell. Hey, come here. Play with Cade Cunningham.
Look at this guy. He's young.
Mm-hmm. And watch what he's doing in the playoffs. Just imagine playing with him. Just imagine what you could be with him.
And relatively, compared to Milwaukee, we're the big city.
Yeah. Yes, we've already established that.
But my point, if he's going to win a title and stick around in a smaller market like Milwaukee, I don't think you look down on the city of Detroit.
No. And I mean, okay, you're going to be living in the winter in Milwaukee, live in the winter in Detroit.
Right. I don't think it actually benefits us that he's not. Well, if he's coming from Miami or something.
Right.
Or Los Angeles.
I think this is a no-brainer, especially if you're going to give up 3 first-round picks. Right. If you got Giannis and you got Cade, you're not giving up lottery picks.
Right.
And you are going to be a contender. The draft in the NBA, it's not as much of a wild card as it is in hockey or in baseball. And it doesn't take as long for those players, but you kind of know quicker. Is this player going to be a contributor? Is he a bench guy? Or is he just, we missed. Sorry. You just not for this league. Like, it's just, but it's such a coin flip on, are you going to actually hit on somebody later in the first round or in the second round that's actually going to be a major contributor?
Any hesitation with Giannis being 30? How many more productive MVP caliber seasons? I still think you have, 4 or 5 really good years from Giannis?
In the NBA, you're not talking about 8-year contracts.
Right.
4 years.
Yeah.
So between 30 and 34, is he still going to be a 30-point guy? Sure.
He's a non-shooter, and you got to be careful having too many non-shooters on the floor. But he is, him and Cade, alley-oops, both of them are great passers. But the actions you can run with them in screen and roll, pick and roll, I think that would be awesome. Now, it makes someone like Durin a bad fit with Giannis. Like, Giannis is often played with stretch fives. So Durin would be a guy I feel like you have to include in the trade out of roster construction reasons.
No problem. And, and I mean, I like Jalen Durin.
Me too.
And I think he's going to be really good in this league, but he's not Giannis.
Right. And I mean, anybody but Cade is not bolted down. So if it wasn't Ivy, if you wanted to keep Ivy, but you'd trade, but you'd throw a SAR in this if it came down to it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no, again, no one is locked down except Cade. And I would like to keep Beasley with him, but he's not going to be a guy that you would include in a trade.
Right.
So if Beasley, if Giannis wants to win, he should stay in the East, right?
Sure.
I mean,
the West is a gauntlet. I mean, you see the teams. I think the 2 seed and the 7 seed were separated by 4 wins this year.
Right. So, look, to me, it's a no-brainer. I'm with you guys, and I think your compensation's pretty accurate. I mean, you might have to throw in a little something else. But really the question here is he the right guy to saddle with Cade? Are there other guys out there that potentially could become available? Like, what if Booker became available? Who's the better one you saddle? He's 2 years younger.
And Booker's a better shooter. We talk about shooting and the importance of that.
Yeah. I mean, eventually they're going to have to push their chips to get someone, or something's going to fall in their lap. I mean, that's either or, because what you said about you need superstars.
Right. Is Booker a free agent?
No.
So you would have to give up something for him as well.
That's probably more.
But that's how all this works. For people who think the Pistons are ever going to sign a big free agent, that's not how the league works. You use your cap space in trades.
Right.
Most of those great guys aren't becoming free agents. You'll do sign and trades, but more likely you're going to trade. You're going to give up a couple guys, and you're going to get a better player.
I mean, things to consider. Giannis, you know, is his body going to hold up? You know, this is, look, the first 2 years, I think you're getting a home run. And you're on that timeline where you better win it and win it quick. You know, Cade's going to come up for his other extension as Giannis's older years start coming into play when he turns 33 and 34. It could, I mean, if it doesn't work, you could have a pretty bad situation.
Of course.
I think there are some flags adding somebody of Giannis's size at that age.
I would rather have Booker. I don't think there's any question about that. I think most people would say they'd rather have Booker. But if he doesn't become an option, if we can't put together enough to trade for him, and then you're looking at, okay, well, who could be next? I would be fine with Giannis. I'd be fine with taking that gamble of giving up 3 firsts, because over the next 3 years, where do you think you're picking?
Yeah, late first.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Tony in Ferndale, what are your thoughts? You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. Just want to chime in. I don't want to touch Giannis with a 10-foot pole coming to Detroit, if I'm being honest with you.
Really?
We've seen what super teams have done in the past, and it's not much. Look at the Phoenix Suns right now and the absolute dumpster fire that organization led by Matt Ishbia is having. All right, Kevin Durant plugging all these pieces in, it doesn't always work. And then you look at the most recent champions and where their talent's coming from, and it's coming from homegrown talent. The Celtics, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, like drafted by Boston, Boston-grown talent. The Nuggets, Jokic and Murray, or Denver-grown talent, you know. Golden State, you know, had a little flare-up with putting some Kevin Durant in there, but
yeah, it certainly
their
helped.
Main piece is Steph and Clay, homegrown talent. Like, and that's not the identity of this team, the Pistons. We're not super team. That's not who we are, you know. Jalen Duren is not even close to the skill of Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? But I would trust a lot more of Jalen Duren on the floor with this group of guys than having Giannis Antetokounmpo out there.
Does this go for Giannis specifically, or you wouldn't even want Booker because you're so anti-make the big move?
Booker's a little different, I think, because Booker's from Michigan. There's a little bit of a tie there that kind of ties him in a little
bit. So what?
Gets him closer to home quicker.
But by your logic,
that
you wouldn't want to give up.
Has nothing to do with playing the game of basketball.
It has a lot to do with chemistry on the floor, though, John.
Just because he's from the state of Michigan?
Cade's not from Michigan. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
No, it's not so much from the state of Michigan, but rather than having the chemistry with the guys on the floor and having a reason to be a team, right?
So, Tony, you're talking about buy-in. I get what you're – if you're talking about buy-in, but if Giannis is coming here, it would be because he bought in. If Booker's here, it's because he bought in. If Lauri Markkanen ends up a Piston down the line, it's going to be because he wants to be here. Star players don't accidentally end up on NBA teams. They want to be there.
Yep, and that's what we hope for, right? I would hope they buy in and then they're bought into the cause, but I don't think he plugs in well with the chemistry of this team right now. He'd be a great player on the floor for us, no doubt about it, but I don't know. I think we have something special here, and I don't want an intruder to come in and mess the flow of where we're going with an intruder.
I like that word choice. Tony, appreciate the phone call. John, I told you we were going to get some of this. We're going to get people who say, don't mess up this, which hasn't won a playoff series yet and does not have them competing for a championship. Our first phone call says, don't trade for an MVP Hall of Famer who's still in the prime years of his career. That's the first phone call we got. 248-539-9797. We'll ponder it. It's 97.1.
Hey, Detroit, I've got your drink for every draft watch party this week, and it's a playoff basketball must-have, too. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in convenient variety 8-packs. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part? No bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation. So you can drink your way through the draft like a champ. Ask for it at your local bars and stores. Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, sunshine in a can. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Finished with 9. Didn't get any run support. Tigers lost 2-0 to the Padres. Day game later today, 12:45 pregame. We brought up Giannis Antetokounmpo. Chris Haynes, senior NBA insider, said this week that he wasn't sure if Giannis would finish his career in Milwaukee. He said, I don't think so. Well, now the Bucks are down 0-2. And we said, if he was available, he's played the Midwest market. Pistons are attractive. Pistons may be in the market to hunt a star this summer. Would you want Giannis in Detroit? And we were spitballing, what would it take? And this is just a working offer. Ivy Durin and 3 firsts. Ticket Texter says, yes, next topic, Matt and Grand Rapids.
Yeah, it seems to me to be a open and closed case.
Of course, Giannis is the perfect fit for Detroit. We already have a section of the city called Greektown. It's a natural fit, John and Lake Orion.
That's a great point.
Take him by. Yes, get the Greek freak. He's a beast. He has the production. He's a good fit for most teams. He can play, period. Give the Bucks whatever they want. Make Detroit a championship caliber team. The stars will come. Josh in Chesterfield. Texter says there's been a lot of stories that we are the favorite to acquire Jokic after the Nuggets fired their general manager. Okay, let's quote a lot of stories because we work in this industry and I haven't seen one. But yes, please, I'll take Jokic.
Yeah, I mean, you and I spend most of the day along with Tom and Greg and going over all the different sports websites looking for any little tidbit about our teams.
Even fringe stuff I haven't seen.
Right, and I haven't heard this. There hasn't even been a... like some random weird Twitter post about this.
There are some crapsters out there that have tried to throw this out there, and they tied it right to when the Nuggets, you know, had the firing. And they're
if Jokic is unhappy, where could he go?
Yeah, so they immediately just start throwing a dart, and of course they attach it to the Knicks. Because remember LeBron, Bosh, and Wade were going to be there, too.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets attached to the Knicks.
You get attached to the Knicks, or you get attached to the Lakers.
But the Pistons are going to make sense in these conversations moving forward because they are young, meaning they have the pieces to trade. They're winning, which means they're attractive for people.
They have money to spend.
Money to spend. Now, we can't move the city to the beach. That's the one thing we can't do. You can't compete with L.A. and Miami.
You talk about Metro Parkway and the beach.
Campus Marshes. I know they put sand in the summer, but...
They got the Capitol, too. I mean, that's the new thing in the NBA. I don't know how long it's going to continue, but hey, let's just get 4 first-rounders. Who cares? They don't care.
Especially now that the Pistons finally gave up this pick that had been tied up for years, they are freed to make a multi-pick trade for a superstar. Ticket Texter says, how do teams like the Lakers and Golden State pull all-stars constantly, hardly getting rid of anyone, but the Pistons would have to give up 2 young players and draft picks?
Okay, well, let's keep the whole Luka Doncic trade out of this because that's the outlier.
Well, and I can't come in here and tell people, yeah, I want Giannis and I'm going to give up Durin in a first. There has to be a pain point here. The other team has to get something too for this to be a real conversation.
That's normally how it works, and it didn't work that way for the Lakers.
Speaking of that, you guys are dreaming. I've already met with the Bucks GM in secrecy and secured Giannis for Bronny James, signed Rob Pelinka. It does distort things. It says, with the way Memphis is playing, I'm looking at Jaren Jackson as a future Piston, but I think we're going to end up with Kevin Durant, who respects Cade Cunningham a lot, by the way, has gone out of his way to publicly praise Cade for years. And he would come a lot cheaper.
Yes, he would come a lot cheaper.
And he can shoot. You don't sound like you're sold on that.
I don't know that I have respect for Kevin Durant because of a moment. And that was the moment of the Olympics back in 21, right? It's supposed to be the 2020 Olympics, but 21. And it felt like in those Olympics, he put the team on his back and won a gold medal. other than that, has he ever put an NBA team on his back?
Well, finals MVP with Golden State. I know he joined a 73-win team. He was the best player on that team.
Now, you know he dabbles in burner accounts.
Oh, yeah.
We would have to deal with that. And things don't go so well. All of a sudden, there's some cryptic tweet out there.
It's like a one-year move, though. That's the downside. Yeah. He's 36. I think he's going to end up somewhere else.
Yeah.
We had nicknames come up in the news. Ticket Texter says, I always thought Heather did have a nickname. Bridezilla.
Yeah.
He looks so annoyed. So annoyed.
And Texter wants to know.
That's the beauty of nicknames, though, is because.
You don't always get to pick them.
Yeah. They don't always have to be accurate.
But they should be from somebody who really knows you. And really.
Well, I think our listeners know us pretty well.
Oh.
I mean, not as well as, say,
they weren't at my wedding.
You. No, I wasn't either.
But
I wasn't either.
You're not calling me Bridezilla.
Not to your face.
Heather, it's more than your wedding day. It's an attitude that permeates beyond.
I understand that.
We also have a texter who wants
to... Don't agree with it.
Which, when you do that, it's only going to make people want to give you more Bridezilla shout-outs.
Right, yes.
Texter wants to know where cookies came from. Says, a new listener, last couple months, I have no idea and have been wondering. You guys have heard the story.
Do tell.
Yes. So when we moved back here, our neighbor started mowing our lawn.
Yes.
And I looked at it as a win. I'm like, great. I don't have to do this. Uh-huh. But we thought we should, you know, say thank you in some way and wondered what kind of gift we should give this neighbor. And we gave him cookies. And when I told that story, I think I was in with Gator.
Yeah.
He thought it was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then Mike and Rico ran with it and said it was the most wholesome you know what they'd ever heard. So then the name Cookies just kind of stuck from there. Yeah.
And then you actually brought cookies with your face on it.
Yes. I did that at one
point. To reemphasize the cookies.
Yeah.
Nickname.
I think there is still like one of those still around, like hard as a prick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a grenade.
Yeah. So that's where that came from. 248-539-9797. All right. The Giannis thing is there if you want to weigh in on it.
That's cute. You got a cute name. Cookies, right? Cookies. From a wholesome event at Bridezilla, apparently. Aw, that's cute.
We've got Tiger manager AJ Hinch set to join us in 1 hour. 8:02, we talk to AJ. 7:35. I think this is a fun game with the Lions. Today is the day before the draft. Last year on this day, we got Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown extensions. What's the latest with Aiden? What about Kirby Joseph, who threw out the first pitch last night? And if you have to pick, we'll pick three. It's 97.1.